with SRN News. I'm Keith Peters in Washington. Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem has been fired by President Trump, and Oklahoma GOP Senator Mark Wayne Mullen has been nominated in her place. Mullen says he plans to work with Democrats to protect Americans in his new role.
What do you tell Democrats?
I'm going to have a conversation with Mr. Schumer wants to sit down and talk to me. I'm going to sit down and talk to them. I want to try to earn their support, and I'm going to be very open and honest with them. And at the end of the day, all I can do is do my job. I'm not going to get in the a tit for tat. But if they have real concerns, I'm going to listen. I'm going to see if it's practical. But nothing's going to prevent me from doing my job. I'm going to enforce the policies and the laws that Congress has passed, and we're going to protect our homeland.
Trump says he'll make Noem a special envoy for the Shield of the Americas. There's a push by GOP House leaders to get Republican Texas lawmaker Tony Gonzalez out of Congress.
Gonzalez admitted having an affair with a former staff member who later died by suicide. The House Ethics Committee is investigating. Michigan's Lisa McClain is chair of the Republican conference.
We didn't call for him to resign. We asked him to withdraw from the race.
Tennessee Republican Tim Burchett thinks Gonzalez's time in Congress is over.
I think he should do the right thing and resign.
Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries says he would support expelling Gonzalez from the House, a rare step that requires a two-thirds vote from the chamber. Ed Donahue, Washington.
President Trump says he should be involved in choosing Iran's next supreme leader. The U.S. and Israel have been hammering the country for a sixth day today. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 784 points, the Nasdaq dropped 58. This is SRN News. Luxembourg enshrines abortion, correspondent Michael Harrington reports.
The small European nation has voted to add the so-called right to an abortion to its constitution, making it only the second country in the world to do so, following France. Luxembourg is a constitutional monarchy, but the monarch has very little power. In fact, when Grand Duke Henry opposed the law allowing physician-assisted suicide in 2008, the legislature of Luxembourg passed laws to reduce his power to little more than a rubber stamp. Michael Harrington reporting.
A man who repeatedly drove his car into the Chabad-Lubavitch World Headquarters in New York City earlier this year has pleaded not guilty to federal charges of intentionally damaging religious property. The man was arrested on hate crime charges following the January 28th incident, which damaged an entrance to the revered Jewish site but did not cause any injuries. The incident rattled New York's Jewish community. This is SRN News. An experimental drug offers the prospect of fresh hope for children suffering an uncommon type of epilepsy.
Dravet syndrome is a rare but severe form of epilepsy, the symptoms usually appearing before the age of one. Without effective treatment, it causes repeated uncontrolled seizures, creating a high risk for injury and death. But doctors say an experimental drug treatment called zorevunersen is showing great promise. A trial in 81 young patients suggests repeated doses can result in up to 90% fewer seizures and healthier brain activity.
The BBC's Michelle Roberts. Savannah Guthrie made an off-camera appearance at the offices of NBC's Today Show, her first time back since her mother Nancy went missing from her Arizona home. Guthrie made the appearance Thursday morning. More details at srnnews.com. From Washington, I'm Keith Peters.